David, I'm telling you, he's obsessed with Francine. He's built her up in his mind to this larger-than-life fantasy woman. And now we have the picture to go with it. Oh, God, David. You just don't know what it's like. I mean, have you ever loved somebody who's obsessed with somebody else? Do you have any idea what that's like? What?
You have no idea. Casey.
Why doesn't he love me? Oh, David, hold me.
Hey, what are you?
David, you're the only man who ever accepted me for who I really am.
What are you talking about?
I can tell. You don't care about my nose job, or my boob job, or my gaps.
It's none of my business.
Wow. You really know how to turn a girl on, don't you? Have you ever considered contacts?
Casey, wait. I think you have the wrong idea here. You're a married woman.
Yeah, right. Tell that to the jumbo butt in my living room. Come on, David. Don't chicken out on me now. You've been giving me all the signals.
What signals? I was just being nice.
Well, nice me some more. Do you know how long it's been since a guy was nice to me? Mister, if you're selling, I'm buying.
Casey, no!
Hi there!
How the hell are you?
When Mom and Dad's divorce became final last year, Mom sold the house in Houston and moved back to Tennessee. Nobody was living in Grandma's house, so Mom moved in and started fixing the place up. I'm glad she did. I've always loved it here. We used to come visit during summer vacations, and I'd spend all day outside running and playing. One of my favorite things to do was to go fishing at the pond on the backside of Grandma's property. I'd fish for hours and never catch a thing. So then I knew it was safe to go swimming. I'm a scaredy cat. Ugh. Life was so much simpler then. I was so happy. Boy, did I screw that up. It's weird being here. I mean, everything is the same. Nothing has changed. But me. Ugh. The last time I was here, I didn't know about all the stuff that goes on out there on the other side of the hills. I didn't know about sex-crazed boyfriends or body fat. I didn't know about things like bulimia or peer pressure. I didn't know about love. I didn't know about Kachu. Kachu. She's so larger than life. Everything she does makes these great big ripples in her world. And mine. She's like, it's like living with a star or something. I mean, Kachu's not famous or anything, but she's the kind of person who could be, and it wouldn't faze her one bit. I'm just the opposite. I just want a nice, quiet life, you know? Minding my own business. I don't want to bother anybody, and I don't want everybody knowing every little thing about me, like I was naked and on exhibition. Okay? So, am I the only one who feels like that? I mean, I don't think I'm being unreasonable. And Kachu, she knows how I feel. But she just keeps pushing me, you know? And I don't mean about any one thing, but about everything. Everything's got to be her way or a new way, and I'm telling you, it's wearing me out. I finally got to the point where I either had to give in or get away. So, here I sit. Not bothering, not bearing, not pushing, not sharing, not swimming. The hills look pretty. Okay, so I'm a scaredy cat and Kachu's not. Which one is right? How long can I sit by the pond and not go swimming?
Sorry to interrupt. Maybe you two should get a room.
Kachu, I can explain.
Oh, hi, Kachu.
Ooh.
You know, this isn't what it looks like.
Really? Because I gotta tell you, right now, it looks like a dress rehearsal for an orgy.
No, no! We were just talking, and David fell, and...
And your hands were stuck in his pants. Mm. Yeah, yeah, I've heard it all before. Off!
Okay, wait a sec.
Off!
God, Kachu! Oh, what's the big deal? Why do you care if David and I have feelings for each other?
Why don't we call your husband and ask him that question, Mrs. Femur?
Oh, give me a break and a half! Do you have any idea what it's like to be married to Freddy Femur? Do you think I like living like this? Gah! You have no idea how much I envy you, Kachu. I'm serious. I'd give anything to be gay like you. But I don't... Hey. Oh, wait a minute. Would you be willing to turn me gay?
What?
Yeah. You know, like you did Francine.
I don't believe this.
Because I'm, like, totally cool with it if you are.
Uh-oh.
I mean, God! If it worked for Francine, it'll work for me. I'm in great shape. Think about it.
Listen, you brainless airhead. I'd knock your teeth in if I even thought you had the slightest idea what you were talking about.
I don't understand.
Then shut up! Who put all these crazy ideas in your head? I know you didn't think up them yourself.
Freddy said...
I knew it! Everything that man tells you is a lie, Casey! He's been lying to you from the moment you met. You understand? And we've been keeping our mouths shut around you because we feel sorry for you.
Hello?
But I swear to God... If you ever repeat that crap again, I will pop your implants!
No. Oh God, don't do that! I have to trade them in next week!
Then mind your manners!
What?
Quit throwing yourself at people! You're just spreading a bad marriage around like a virus.
Oh.
If you don't love him, leave him. If you do love him, then screw him into submission. That's how the stupid pact works, so get with the program! What the hell are you crying about?
You don't like me anymore!
Oh, for Pete's sake. Yeah, of course, I like you, you moron.
You're just saying that to be nice!
No! No, I'm not! Oh! God, stop crying!
Gosh, Kachu, you're like so physical.
So?
I kind of liked it.
Hey,
So, if you're not making it with Francine, and you're not making it with David, who are you making it with?
It's none of your business, Casey. But if you must know, I'm not making anything with anyone.
God catch you. Why not? You know? Listen. What I'm trying to say is this. If you want somebody to talk to or, you know, whatever, I'm available.
David, what's going on? Who is that on the phone? David? What's wrong?
Oh my God, he's white as a sheet.
I think I need to lie down.
You've been listening to episode 13 of Strangers in Paradise, book 7, Sanctuary, by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound designed by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Vanessa Van Zer was Cachou. Nicole Tomte was Francine. David Ellis was David. Femi London was Casey. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. As always, you can contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.